Good afternoon, Cell Group, and welcome back to our consideration of last Sunday's Gospel from, again, Matthew's 25th chapter, this time 14 to 30. And a good afternoon to all the Korean Cell Group members I met last Sunday who wondered, was the homily I just gave going to be repeated for the Cell Group? No, it's not. It's different. You can't go into these things, you see. I was saying that to Mary Bond. Some of these things you can't go into in a homily. People are there for a different purpose, but you're here to understand the text a whole lot better and deeper. So thank you very much for having that interest. So this again is from Matthew's last chapter of his Ministry of Jesus book. And it's just before the whole account of the arrest, and passion, suffering, and death. Jesus, the resurrection, which is common, that story is common to all four evangelists, but of all different pathways to that moment. And I always think that that first bit of the gospel in Matthew up to the end of chapter 25 is like an introduction to the passion, leading up to the passion. So here we have the second of three parables in this 25th chapter, the last chapter, where Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven. And it's very much pointing, just as it is the end, the last chapter, it's also got the element in the story about the end of the world, the end of life, the end of creation. So the kingdom of heaven is like a man on his way abroad who summoned his servants and entrusted his property to them. You could translate servants as slaves. To one he gave 5 talents. Now that's where it's a bad translation, because talent was a measure, a weight of silver. You could Google this and find out, I mean, it's tons of silver. But it was a specific weight of precious metal that was given to be invested and traded with. So the story is about how three different individuals got 3 different degrees of stuff to trade with. And just as last week's parable was about bridesmaids, 5 were foolish and 5 were not were wise. And the foolish ones ran out of oil. Just as it wasn't a story about foolishness or oil or even staying awake, it was a parable about being prepared, because they all fell asleep. So this one is about how we should use the opportunities, the graces that God gives us. Now the talent again is a weight of precious metal. It's not a talent for singing or a talent for doing stuff, but it refers to a quantity of money. But as I said, the parable really is about God's grace. So he leaves them to it and he goes off and he comes back a long time after. Now, again, you get that in these stories about the master coming at an hour you do not expect. So there's a huge element here of the final judgment, the end of our lives or the end of the world. 2 different sorts of ends. The end of the world would be this thing I mentioned last week called the parousia, the second coming of Christ, the end of the world, last judgment, final judgment. But we all have to end our lives. So we don't know when that's going to happen. We don't know the time or the date. But a long time after, the master comes back and went through his accounts with them. So this is a description of how God works with us, that he gives us opportunities, talents to deal with, and if we are afraid and hide these opportunities, ignore them, harden our hearts to them, then he will not be happy. He's a God who expects results, expects development of opportunities, the use of opportunities. It's worth dwelling for a moment on the servants who do do well. He says, well done, good and faithful servant. You have shown you can be faithful in small things. I will trust you with greater. Come and join in your master's happiness. So there's two things here. You're given greater responsibility, and also you're invited to join in your master's happiness, to come. Maybe a wee allusion to the wedding feast again, the coming into the company of the master. Share in your master's happiness. Another image for heaven. But that's a principle that a lot of wise pastors use, looking after people. That has shown you can be faithful in small things. I will trust you with greater. So people can be given small tasks to do, and if they do them well, they'll be given maybe a bigger task to do, and so forth. Now, this third man then, who had only the one talent, he said, sir, I heard you were a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered. Cheeky get saying that to the boss. So I was afraid. Now, fear is a big thing, and I had this in the homily, that one of the things that Jesus advised strongly against was fear, cautioned against. And he confronted fear. Be not afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear not. Was a phrase was often repeated. I hid your talent in the ground. So nothing was done by this man. No development of the opportunities that were given to him. No development of the grace that was meant. Not just for him, but for others. Everybody lost out. The kingdom of God was not developed because of fear. So the master is not a bit pleased. You wicked and lazy servant. So you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered. Well then, you should have deposited my money with the bankers, and in my return you would have covered my capital with interest. We should develop these opportunities that God gives us. We should use them and be faithful with the opportunities given to us. So now take the talent from him and give it to the man who now has 10. He has 5, it says in the text. That's a kind of a story about how if you go with God's grace, it grows. And you know this yourself, any opportunities for good that you've done, it opens the door to more opportunities, opens the door to greater things to happen. And your 5 talents become 10, and then you get another one, 11. So it grows and grows and grows. For to everyone who has will be given more, and he will have more than enough. And that's so true. You give things away, and you find them coming back to you in different forms. But from the man who has not, that's the guy with the one who is taken from him, even what he has will be taken away. As for this good-for-nothing servant, throw him out into the dark where there will be weeping and grinding of teeth. Weeping and grinding of teeth is Matthew's favourite way to say you'll be the sorry boys, you're going to suffer. And that's his expression for the suffering, the weeping and grinding of teeth. He mentioned it at the end of chapter 24, and he mentioned it 3 or 4 different times, at least, in his gospel, weeping and grinding of teeth. So, for questions then, can you give instances when you've discovered this principle of investing in God's grace and getting something back that you weren't expecting? Other opportunities, other invitations. I will trust you with greater. Has that happened to you? Another thing you could talk about would be the word talent, and to make sure that nobody thinks it's just about money. This is about God's grace. But it also tells you that God's grace is like a talent, is like something that gifts you for service. We're called and gifted. Could you talk about that? And I think that's enough. God be with you.